thinking about how to choose the right evaluation design. In this case, we leaned on the REAIM framework. So the REAIM framework stands for reach, effectiveness, adoption, so adoption of the tools and inclusion methods, implementation, which in this case is implementation of the PSE changes and the model itself. And then maintenance is the last part of the REAIM. So kind of thinking about the sustainability of the intervention over time. And so we use that framework to help us in thinking about our objectives and our evaluation indicators and questions that really guided our activities in this process. So just to lay out, our objectives were to look at basically determining the implementation, reach, and effectiveness of the PSE changes, right? Those are really the most important kind of outcome related measures that we were looking at. We also kind of wanted to understand in terms of implementation how communities use the disability and healthy communities model that was explained in earlier podcasts. Even though we set up the model, each of the communities interprets it in a different way and maybe facing different barriers and facilitators to actually implementing it. So it's important for us as evaluators to understand how do they actually implement it. And then related to that, we wanted to understand what were those barriers and supports that influenced their work and ultimately whether, you know, they were able to achieve the different PSE changes that they set out to accomplish. Because we know that actually being a part of the process can change an organization itself, we were also interested in understanding changes to the capacity of organizations who participated in this project, which to us gets to the maintenance piece and gets to the sustainability of disability and healthy communities. In terms of the activities themselves, you know, what this led us to was to use a quarterly progress reports and that was done through online surveys, using those to help capture some of the process and outcome measures that we were looking at and help us answer some of the questions. We also used the community action plans themselves. So the plans that were discussed in previous podcasts, those are important data points for understanding what communities planned and how they created these community action plans themselves. Some communities used the data from the CHI, the Community Health Inclusion Index, very much to help inform their plan. Others maybe used a mix of the CHI plus input from people with disabilities in the community. So, you know, these differences are important for understanding how things were implemented and what their impact was. We also wanted to take a deeper dive, and so we also did interviews with the state experts and the community coaches, because that allowed us to have more informal conversations and get a really stronger understanding of what were the barriers and supports, as well as how coaches implemented the model itself. So really a mixed methods approach, quantitative and qualitative data, really helped provide a robust, comprehensive evaluation to really understand how this project worked and its impact.